This previous week, we've seen the passing of yet another woman at the hands of violence in a public space. Well, in light of this, whilst there are a range of issues that do contribute to these crimes occurring, specifically the men committing these acts, there are ways in which the risk women face in public spaces can potentially be reduced. So what can be done to help make spaces a bit more safer and inclusive for all? Well, Nicole Carms, Associate Professor in the Department of Design at Monash University, she's joining The Daily this morning to help discuss how city planners and architects can better design public spaces to not only make women feel safer, but continue to keep making them safe. Nicole, good morning.
Hi there, Nathaniel. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Nicole, could you explain why it's important for planners, say architects, the police, politicians, to put aside some of the traditional expert perspective to learn from and design from women's experiences?
Yeah, well, your point just now is really important. What we know is that Australian women, about half of them, don't feel safe walking alone in cities at night. And I think that these kinds of statistics, and certainly the work that I'm undertaking at the XYX Lab at Monash University, remind us that women have really particular patterns when they move through cities. And indeed, spaces of cities can exclude women from whole areas. And part of what we're interested in doing is thinking about the ways that different factors can shape the way that women access urban life. And we also know that things like socioeconomic status and their gender diversity, their age, their ethnicity, how mobile they are, these are really important things for us to understand in terms of cities. And so part of what I do at the XYX Lab with a team of great researchers is to really talk to planners and architects and the police and politicians about how we can allow women's expert knowledge, because they are expert in their experiences in cities, to really start to impact the way we think about planning and design.
What are some of the challenges of understanding the nuances of public sex crimes in major cities and designing to potentially limit its occurrence?
Well, I think that the first point is the one that you just made, which is that essentially what we're dealing with here is a behavioural issue. And I think we're all very conscious of the fact that there's a lot of rhetoric in the media at the moment around behaviour change and challenging stereotypes. And these are incredibly important. And they are absolutely the reason why there is gendered violence in cities. And I think, though, as someone who is, I'm trained as an architect and I'm an urban researcher, what I'm also really careful and wanting to understand is the ways that different typologies in cities, so different city spaces, can actually lead to a prevalence of gendered kind of violence. So, for example, a lot of the work that we're doing at the moment is around public transport spaces where they're either very, very overcrowded, and that kind of spatial condition can lead to a lot of sexual harassment, or they're very desolate and isolating, which also has its kind of own perceived safety risks. So you can see that even though it's a behavioural issue, there's something about the spaces themselves that perhaps contribute to what those kind of sex crimes and gendered violence might be. So kind of understanding that is part of what I want to do.
How do apps such as Free to Be help in visualising hotspots for areas of which these crimes take place and designing spaces that seek to reduce these kinds of crimes occurring?
Well, Free to Be is an app that was developed by Plan International, which is an organisation that's really committed to understanding young women's experiences of cities. And we worked with them on analysing and synthesising the data that came out of that. And it's essentially a geolocative web interface where women can really plot where they're having particular experiences in cities. And this kind of data is very different to the ways that gathering data in terms of sexual violence is very problematic, because we know that around 80% of women actually don't report what's happening for them. But what's really good about this particular way of engaging women is it allows them to really report in their own time and in their own way, which is very different to how they might have to report to police, for example. And it's also very specific. So if you were to look at police data, it's very generalised and it looks at a whole kind of area of the city. This geolocative data actually says it happened here, on this street corner, and we can really then analyse city spaces to see what's happening in very particular areas when lots of bad things are happening in one place. It's like, oh, that's a clue. What's happening there? Let's zoom in and look at what those conditions might be. So it's very clever like that.
Just one last question for you. Could you explain what gender mainstreaming is, and how does it benefit women in urban spaces?
you know, often I work with stakeholders and they very proudly say that their organisation is gender neutral or gender blind. And essentially, this actually means a lot of the time it's very biased. So gender mainstreaming, because, and I say that because it's really just kind of following with traditional stereotypes where, you know, male perspectives dominate conversations and actions. So gender mainstreaming is where organisations allocate the resources for cities equally across all groups. And indeed, that might mean money, but also space allocations. And we do that with a very careful gender lens. So it's really thinking very carefully about how women are reflected in the material of cities and the expectations that they might have of using public spaces. And so this is a really particular methodology and approach that the XYX Lab at Monash University that we use when we're thinking about how we might engage with stakeholders. And so it's a really important part of how we might rethink city planning and design in terms of women.
That's really interesting. Well, Nicole, well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Great to chat with you. I really appreciate your time, Nathaniel.
Thank you very much. Some important things really need to be talked about. That was Nicole Kalms, Associate Professor in the Department of Design at Monash University, speaking to The Daily this morning about the ways in which city planners can design public spaces to better suit the needs of women and keep them safer out in public.